Changing climate without Congress. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today calling the climate crisis a clear and present danger to the country, saying he'll use his executive authority to take action since lawmakers aren't supportive of his proposals.
As president, I'll use my executive powers to combat the climate crisis in the absence of congressional action.
The president saying states will be able to use federal funds to pay for air conditioners and set up community cooling centers in schools. He's also easing permit requirements for clean energy projects, with more executive orders coming in the near future. Republicans and some Democrats say climate change funding would only add to the nation's already high inflation. School board officials in Uvalde, Texas, will meet this weekend to decide whether to fire Police Chief Pete Arredondo over his handling of the deadly mass school shooting.
As it takes up the Uvalde school superintendent's reported recommendation following the botched police response to the deadly school shooting in May that left two teachers and 19 students dead. The district has previously resisted calls to fire Arredondo, who's been on leave since late June. The move to potentially fire the chief follows the release of a damning 80-page report by a Texas House committee that blamed all levels of law enforcement for a slow and chaotic response, despite nearly 400 officers being on scene.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. New court documents released today reveal a New York Supreme Court justice ruled that former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani must appear before a Georgia special grand jury in Atlanta next month. That grand jury is investigating whether former President Trump and others tried to illegally interfere in the state's 2020 general election. Another day of gains on Wall Street. The Dow up 51 points, closing at 31,878, and the S&P gaining 23, the NASDAQ up 184. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Iran's leader has offered praise and words of support to Russian President Vladimir Putin in Tehran.
Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei said the West does not want to see a strong, independent Russia, that if Russia hadn't sent troops into Ukraine, they would have faced an attack by NATO countries. NSC coordinator John Kirby said from the White House Tuesday, Putin's visit to meet with Iranian leaders and Turkey's President Erdogan shows just how isolated Russia's become.
And then the third thing I think this indicates is the degree to which he has absolutely no intention of stopping the war and sitting down in good faith and a negotiated settlement with Mr. Zelensky.
Turkey's president, who has said he may still block Finland and Sweden from joining NATO, praised Russia for being willing to talk about ending the Black Sea blockade of grain, which Kirby said is leading to food insecurity in parts of the world. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Egypt and Serbia today agreed to boost political, economic, and other cooperation as the two countries look for ways to deal with the global impact of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, with plans to enact a free trade agreement by the end of the year. A heroic border collie alerts rescuers to his owner who fell down a California cliff.
The pooch named Saul led a search and rescue team to his 53-year-old owner who fell 70 feet down a cliff in the Tahoe National Forest. The man broke his hip and ribs in a hike in a remote section of the forest last week. He was able to reach a spot with cell service and call for help. A team arrived the next day but couldn't pinpoint his location. That's when Saul ran towards them, jumping up and down and spinning in circles, leading the team 200 yards to his owner. The man was taken to the hospital. Saul was given treats and a well-deserved dinner and is going to be taken care of by a nonprofit while his grateful owner recovers. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
A Delta Airlines flight from Atlanta blew two tires yesterday while landing at Los Angeles International Airport. Nobody on board was hurt, although two runways at the airport were closed for several hours. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.